A nostalgic nibble. Real food and forgotten flavors. Remember when food was simple and honest? Cucumbers, salt, dill, pickles. Ingredients you could pronounce without feeling you needed a chemistry degree? I sure do. Foods didn't have to hide behind mysterious 17 chemical concoctions just to taste good. They didn't sit preserved suspiciously in vibrant states for months on end. They were fresh, flavorful, and fleeting, packed full of nutrients and, yes, real taste. So what happened, folks? Let me tell you a little secret. Real food still exists, and it's thriving right here in Spain. Spain, where labels don't lie, if you read Spanish. When I landed in Spain, I didn't expect a food revolution in my own body. But in a few weeks, and suddenly my muscles had more pep, my skin said thank you, and my energy leveled up like I discovered a new power-up mushroom in real life. All because I was simply eating what was around me. Local fruits, bursting with sunshine, veggies, fresh from the earth, grains that didn't come from labs, and vegan foods that didn't taste like a cardboard penalty box. It felt nostalgic, like childhood canned peaches, sweet and gentle, not drowned in syrup, but alive and kicking. Back in the land of natural deception. Flashback to the US where food played hide and seek with reality. Fat-free? Packed with hidden sugars? Healthy choice? Questionable at best. Serving size tricks. A quarter of a cookie. Seriously, who eats a quarter of a cookie? Labels whispered comforting lies in tiny, tiny fonts. And good luck understanding half the ingredients unless you're fluent in chemistry jargon. Even Oprah got sued for simply saying she wouldn't eat beef. Proof that honesty and the U.S. industry aren't exactly best friends. A crazy thought. Truth from abroad? Imagine if we got honest, unbiased evaluations of American food from outside its borders. Imagine European labs casually revealing what's really in your nutritionally enhanced cereal or your hearty, healthy frozen meal. Would they find vitamins hastily added back after processing wiped them out? Hormones and additives that are banned nearly everywhere else? Meals labeled nutritious, failing basic standards elsewhere? Spoiler alert, yes, yes, and definitely yes. Because food is more than just calories. It's a promise to nourish. And promises should be kept. No longer starved of real nourishment. Nutritional starvation. Sounds dramatic, but I lived it. Plenty of food, yet constantly feeling depleted. Now I'm thriving on local greens, legumes, fresh mushrooms, seeds, and seasonal delights. My olive oil has a local pedigree, and my oranges come from the friendliest street vendors. And eating out feels like an artful celebration of flavors rather than a sketchy compromise. Final bite before dessert. I'm not here to battle the American food industry. Just to lovingly remind it that bridges built on junk ingredients and shady practices aren't bridges we deserve. So, if you're back in the U.S. feeling foggy, tired, or not quite right, consider this. Maybe it's not you. Maybe it's the food you're eating. You deserve better. Trust me. Fresh Mediterranean peaches told me so. This is Adi Rabi, still savoring each bite, one honest ingredient at a time. Take care.